WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
We conclude our Beatles tribute with Paul McCartney, who shared that Ed Sullivan Show spotlight with his fellow Beatles 40 years ago. He spoke with Terry in 2001.
You know, when the Beatles started performing, the adults were up in arms about them, about your hair and about, you know, the silliness of the lyrics and everything. And but with Yesterday, like the nightclub adult performers started adding it to their acts.
Yeah.
Did that feel like a victory to you, or did you really not care what the adults were doing in their acts anyways?
No, it was very nice. It was very nice to have that because, you know, we thought what we were doing was quite good and we were proud of it. And there was this sort of backlash, particularly from the elder generation. People tell me stories now. They say they were watching that first Ed Sullivan show. And it's always the dad in the family who sort of says, them Beatles, and he never likes us. And he always says, you know, those are Whigs. They always thought the dads always swore. The kids saying, we knew they weren't. But so it was always the problem. The dad was always the problem. So I suppose he was symbolic of the problem. So that when people started to like anything out of our repertoire, it was a certain victory. And Yesterday was a personal victory of mine. I mean, for instance, the great clarinetist Benny Goodman, who we had loved and thought was great talent, started for some reason, and maybe it was just a journalistic thing, but he came out against us. He said, I can't remember what he said. But of course, we hated him from then on. And we started saying, he's a lousy clarinetist. Anyway, what does he know, you know? So there was this sort of group that didn't like us, that thought we weren't very good. So when Yesterday came out, I think a lot of them had to change the tune. And it eventually got recorded by way too many of them.
Now, your songs were co-credited, you know, in the Beatles era. My understanding is, and correct me if I'm wrong, that many of the songs were written by one of you or the other, although the other would do some editing on the song. But a few of the songs were actually true collaborations. Is that right? Is that accurate?
Yeah, well, what happened was, in the early days, they were pretty much... the very earliest days were separate. We wrote one or two separately before we actually got together. But when we got together and actually started writing the earliest Beatles stuff, everything was co-written. We hardly ever wrote things separate. But then after a few years, and as we got a bit of success with the Beatles and didn't actually live together or weren't just always on the road together, sharing hotel rooms, then we had the luxury of writing stuff separately. So John would write something like Nowhere Man, sort of separately in his house in outside London. And I would write something like Yesterday, quite separately on my own. And as you say, we would come together and check them out against each other. Sometimes we would edit a line of each other's, but more often we just sort of say, yeah, that's great. And very often a line that one of us was going to chuck out, we would encourage the other not to chuck out because it was a good line. I had a line in Hey Jude much later that said, the movement you need is on your shoulder. And I thought that was me just blocking out the line. And I said, I'll change that. He said, you won't, you know, that's the best line in it. And similarly, I would encourage him to keep lines in his songs that he didn't think were very good. And I'd say, no, that's a really great line. There was a song of his called Glass Onion, where he had a line about the walrus. Here's another clue for you all. The walrus was Paul. And he wanted to keep it, but he needed to check it with me. He said, what do you think about that line? I said, it's a great line. You know, it's a spoof on the way everyone was always reading into our songs. I said, here we go. You know, we give them another clue to follow. So we would check stuff against each other. It was obviously very handy for our writing to be able to do that.
Were you ever sorry that your songs were co-credited? Did you ever wish that you could get the composing credit for your songs, that it was clearer?
Well, it was an arrangement we made in the early days, very early days. And, of course, you know, a lot of people don't realize that our admiration goes back to people like Rodgers and Hammerstein, Rodgers and Hart. We loved a lot of the work of those people. And so we were looking for something similar. So Lennon-McCartney grew up so that we would be a songwriting team in the tradition of those people. For the first few years, it was fine, and it never bothered us. But more recently, I must say, it started to bother me. What happened was the kind of thing that would spark the feeling that they maybe should be better credited, the songs, was that Adrian Mitchell, who helped me edit my poetry book, did an anthology of verse where he had my poem, Blackbird, my song or poem, Blackbird, in it. And, of course, it was credited Blackbird by John Lennon and Paul McCartney, which was just not true. John hadn't had anything to do with that. So I started to think, you know, this is a bit of a nuisance because I don't want any credit if John's stuff gets separately put in something like a poetry anthology. You know, I don't want any credit for Give Peace a Chance, even though I am credited on that. Some of John's stuff was purely John, and I'd rather it be that. So that kind of started me thinking. And then when we had the Beatles anthology record came out, I actually did request that on the song Yesterday, which was solely penned by me, that for the first time in 30 years, I'd be allowed to actually have my name in front of John's, not remove John's name, but that we credited Yesterday by Paul McCartney and John Lennon. As I say, John actually didn't have anything to do with the song at all. He didn't sing on it or play on it or write it. So I thought that was fair enough. And in actual fact, I wasn't allowed to do that. That was vetoed. And it started me thinking that, you know, with the computer generation coming in and data being stored for the future, that there probably is a scenario in the future where someone will think that Hey Jude, Let It Be, Long and Winding Road, Blackbird were written by the guy who came first. Because you know the way computers often knock off right. The ends of sentences.
Yes.
I mean, I just went to see Miss Congenia the other night. Do you know what I mean? On the ticket.
It didn't right.
It didn't have time for the lit
tea. Yeah, yeah.
So this kind of thing happens. And I was actually in Italy, and I was looking at a pianist's songbook, the fake book that the pianist was using, and you tend to flick through and look for your own songs. You know, you see Fly Me to the Moon, very, very nice. You see Moon River, lovely. You see Hey Jude, you go, way. And this was credited, Hey Jude, by John Lennon, just because his name comes first. So you've hit on a sore point of mine there.
Right.
I don't want to remove his name, but I must say, just for kind of Trades Descriptions Act, as we call it over here, I wouldn't mind on the songs that I just did without John to have my name first. I think it would inform future generations as to what was happening.
My guest is Paul McCartney. Okay, a lyric like, love, love me do, you know I love you, I'll always be true, so please, love me do. Now, on the page, that won't look right, but it works well as a lyric. Or like, she loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's not going to read great on a page, but it sings great.
Or as my father would have said, Paul, there's enough of these Americanisms around. Couldn't you write, she loves you, yes, yes, yes?
Did he really say that?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, that's so adult.
Even though he was very working class, he was fussy about his words.
Paul McCartney speaking with Terry Gross in 2001.